30 years ago when Craig Hall bought up all that land way out in nowhere out in Frisco before there was Frisco, the idea was for an office park. You'd go there and work and then go home and be with your family. But the fact is, a lot of these places are evolving into work, live, play locations. And soon, over the next few years, interspersed among the 17 office buildings that are out at Hall Park, spread out over 160 acres, there's going to be a lot more places to play and places to live. Craig Hall joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I understand. So you've been working with the city and getting the rights, and have you got a grand scheme right now? How to alter Hall Park?
We have a lot of plans, and we'll get started on a lot of future development in Frisco.
You know, one of the things we talked about months ago was your proposal to give some land to the city for sort of a performance center. I gather that would be incorporated into this, too.
It is. What we would love to see, and of course it's not totally in our control, is a performing arts center in Frisco. And Frisco now, I think, is really a sizable enough city and a sophisticated, growing city with a lot of families and people that could really enjoy having a nice facility in their area. And actually, the school district approved a $43 million bond for that, and the city has already approved $14 million. And you add some other pockets here and there, and you add some private sector money, and we've offered to donate the land, and we would certainly do other things to help.
And also, I see the artist conceptions. There's a big sort of Clyde Warren Park central congregating area. But I gather around that, you're talking about multifamily, maybe a hotel or something. But since you've been working on this, you know, Plano has developed to the south of you with Legacy West, and to the north, I guess, the Star and Frisco Station has come out of the ground, and they're doing much the same. Do you worry about building too much capacity?
Well, I think over time, Frisco, along the tollway, will become a very urban area in a suburban area, if you will. And that's what's happening across the country, is a lot of live, work, play, mixed use, high-end luxury developments. And what studies have shown is that they actually help the neighbors around the area. Property values go up, gives people a short distance to multiple restaurants, and it's really a win-win for the community and the city.
Well, and I know they have this autonomous vehicle that's sort of funneling people back and forth between your office park and the Star and some of the eating places. That would seem like a natural to be incorporated full-time into that area.
Well, we'll see. We're doing studies on it, and we haven't really concluded everything. Part of it really is how much people adapt and use it, and how easy and convenient it is. And part of what the company is that we've joint ventured this with is doing is trying to make it more and more user-friendly. And I think it's made a lot of progress, but it's been a fun, interesting experiment, and we're about to kind of look at all the studies that have been done.
You are studying everything. Do you have a sense of where the people who work in Hall Park live? How far do they commute? What directions do they come from? Would they be inclined to want to live there?
Oh, I think a number of them would. Certainly, we'll still have a lot of people commuting, but one of the benefits of having a mixed-use project is you have lower peak time traffic because you have some people going, you have people going in different directions, and you also have some people who literally live within the park and work there, which frankly I like that idea. I like the idea of not driving to work, but that gives you a benefit of less traffic, which is a problem for everywhere these days, and that's part of the goal of mixed use, and we think it will happen, or it is happening in Frisco. And also we've lost some tenants that we were close on to Legacy and other places outside of Frisco that really have done a good job of live, work, play, and mixed use.
How long do you think it takes before you can, you know, make a meaningful dent in that? I mean, I guess we're talking about decades to build it all out, but...
We are. It's a 30-year project. I'm just a rough guess. Could be even more than that. But I think the first phase of it, what we would like to see is enough to really make a big dent in it. So sometime over the next couple of years, should really start to feel it. And the park, if we do have a performing arts center and a park and more office on one side of the park and residential on the other, it starts to really build.
You know, you gave me the opening. You said you'd love to be able to, you know, to walk to work and have a 5-minute. Well, you actually are pretty soon. So let's jump back to downtown Dallas. Let's jump to downtown Dallas. I mean, so you've got your office building where you office, but right next door you've been building condominiums where you're going to live and a hotel. How's the progress coming along? Are you on schedule?
Well, we are behind schedule because of all the rain, but not that far behind. We're about a month or 5 weeks behind. And I look every day from my office on the second floor at my home, which will be on the sixth floor of the condominium building, and can't wait till I can just walk across the plaza and be home, or vice versa. I think that's the best way to live.
Well, so when is that? Is that later this year? Is that next year?
It'll be possibly for the home late this year, but more likely February, March next year.
And the hotel after that?
No, the hotel actually before. The hotel will be completed in mid-September.
Wow, that'll be outstanding. All right, Craig Hall. Craig Hall, the visionary, redoing Hall Park. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Always good to talk to you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.